You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Trying to figure out when I jump in here. It's a classic song.
Not many words, for what it's worth.
Not many.
Zero. Oh, one.
Said a couple times. That would be a good trivia
question. It's coming.
Question.
It's coming.
How many times does it get said?
Three, maybe?
I don't know. Well, apparently that's more words than is going on between Micah Parsons' agent and Jerry Jones in direct talks to each other lately. Word is that they just all talk through the press now, and they grumble to their friends and family, but no one actually talks to each other. Let's listen to something Diana Russini said yesterday on the mess. And remember, Eagles and Cowboys play in 13 days. So, I mean, this is really coming down to it on Parsons' status for that game and the season. Listen to Diana Russini yesterday, some perspective on what is or is not going on.
You can't negotiate a deal if you don't talk. We say it's status quo, but I think it's important to just highlight what's happening here. Even if Micah wanted to open up this negotiation to remain a Dallas Cowboy, the Cowboys are not allowing that because they won't talk to his agent. Like, you can't negotiate a deal if you don't talk. What next, right? Like, what happens here? Somebody's going to have to give. The agent can't do anything because the owner doesn't want to talk to him. So it's going to be on Jerry if he wants to do the deal.
Wild. I mean, it's just wild. I mean, it's in 13 days. If they're not even talking, what are the chances?
Are owners allowed to just refuse to work with somebody's agent? I mean, I just find that so bizarre.
I don't think so.
Not if they want to sign him. Yeah. Like, they cannot work with him and not sign him because of it.
You want to be professional? Yeah. It really is amazing to me that this – you've had the entire offseason. If you're the Eagles, you've had years because Howie works so far ahead of schedule. It's so crazy to land at this spot. And remember, this owner had allowed his quarterback to just go on and on and on without a contract to the same point to where they signed him up for some exorbitant, it really was $90 million against
ridiculous.
The cap. This is not good business. It's great for us.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a shame for Micah. Micah is the best defensive player in the league, as his contract is going to pay him. Yet he's not going to be at his best this year for the Cowboys' sake, quite possibly till halfway through the year.
He may not play this year.
And he might not play for the Cowboys if you keep doing this. I thought for sure there was no way in the world this would get to where he would leave Dallas. But why on earth would you stay?
Well, let me ask a question. Let me ask, because these things normally a guy plays week one or two or three. Am I remembering it right? Did Le'Veon Bell sit out an entire year?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he sat out an entire year.
That's really rare.
It's
but it is so rare.
Yeah, and it was
like
a
poor
decision. It cost him in the end. It wasn't great.
Wasn't great. Different position with a shorter shelf life, but.
Oh, my gosh.
But that
was his fault. Like, this is the Dallas Cowboys trying to do things so out of order and out of the realm of what's normal.
And you guys know I've been saying this for about 5 years since he got in. I still think it's a joke that Jerry Jones made the Hall of Fame. I know he made it.
Made it for business.
They won three rings in the beginning, and he made them all this money, you know, the billions for the league. But he's just not a Hall of Fame owner. He's just not. And part of the problem is because he's a general manager. They should not have opened the door for him for the Hall of Fame. That was a mistake. Anyway, it's good news for the Eagles. The Cowboys, should continue to have their issues. And one of them, this one, which is a big one, could impact in 13 days when Jalen Hurts is the quarterback and Micah Parsons might not be coming after him. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Andy right now, as we broadcast from Borgata today. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Andrew?
Oh, first of all, Jimmy, great job filling in for Joe this week. You made the mornings upbeat and bright and positive and optimistic, filled with good cheer and mirth. Excellent job.
Wow, you are way too kind. Thank you.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. By the way, time's yours. If the callers took my nod for them to weigh in on James hosting the show, we'll be the judge in about 10 minutes on the merits of the program without me. I don't know. Andy, maybe I should just go back on the cruise and just turn the reins over.
I'll tell you what, if you do that and it means you get to actually spend time in Barcelona instead of breezing through it, then yes, take as long as you want.
Man, a lot of Barcelona love today. All right, Andy, what do you got on the Phillies?
So you were saying earlier, we were talking about, do we want to have a bye or do we want to play in the wild card round? You know, anecdotally, it feels like you don't want the bye because so many teams that have, you know, come on late and gotten into the wild card and then had a run, you know. But that turns out that it's only anecdotal. The stats, and I just looked this up actually while I was waiting. The last five seasons, and I'm not counting 2020 because that's, you know, an outlier. Last five seasons, teams that played in the wild card round made it to the league championship series 7 times. Teams that didn't made it 13 times.
Teams that did not made it to which round?
In the last 5 seasons.
Yep.
Of the teams that made it to the league championship series.
Forget 5 seasons. This system's been in place for 3 years. 22, 23, and 24. So you can't, whatever years, I'm going to have to
You can count. But you can count the 2 years before that.
No, you can. It was different rules.
You still had teams that played in the wild.
No, but you're missing the point. It's more time off now. You're going back to a system that used to be a best of one. Now it's a best of three, which with the off day beforehand and afterwards leads to 5 days off. That's the difference. You're talking about a system where teams would be off for 2 or 3 days. Now they're off for 5 days. It's only, and I'm not trying to be rude at you, Andrew, here. There's only 3 years that you can measure this system, 22, 23, 24. That's it. That's what all the evidence has to be based on.
Yeah, you should just go back to Barcelona. No.
All right, Andy, give me an answer, buddy. A great scene with dancing.
All right, this one, I don't think people think of it as a movie with dancing, but I think it's one of the best. The Godfather wedding scene.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That is something,
that's a really
man.
Good. I think that's one of the creative. Best scenes in the history of movies.
Well,
wow.
It's also about a 20-minute scene.
Yeah, a 30-minute scene. Yeah.
Interesting. So the start of The Godfather.
It's almost too big a scene.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I think that's massive.
It almost just wins by pounding you with 20, 30 minutes.
Well, so
of
some of those minutes are in the room
dancing,
with the Godfather and, you know, the I believe in America and all that, you know.
Yeah, like when Michael and Kay are talking on the side, like that, unless there's a dancing in
does
the background.
Does it seem too diffuse to be?
Yeah.
But the scenes at the dancing are amazing. Like that stuff is all awesome.
All right, to be considered. That's it.
That's a tricky one.
That is a tricky one. It kind of goes in and out of dancing.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Marie in Springfield. Good morning, Marie.
How are you guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Marie.
Hey, Marie, I'm going to take it up another level. Happy Football Friday. We got an Eagles game tonight.
Marie, do you notice that a lot of people have Marie as a middle name more than a first name?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Almost 70% of the women I know my age have Marae as the middle name.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm Marae Elena, and my daughter is Elena Marae.
My other That's hilarious. Yeah. That's great.
That's a great middle name.
And my other daughter is Tina Marae. So
A
great middle name.
Nice.
Yeah, good work.
So, I need some help from you guys.
Okay.
I'm emotionally invested in these Phillies way too much.
Yeah.
How much white knuckling am I going to have to do in this next month? I mean, I'm heading to Miami to see them play the Marlins in early September.
Great.
And after what they did with Seattle, I mean, 3 weeks ago, it was like they're never getting anywhere.
Marae, I think the answer in the next 6 weeks is very little white knuckling. It's going to get so real in early October.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, if anything, Marae, I think the next 6 weeks will be pretty casual, frankly. I mean, because even if it's like the battle with the Dodgers for the two seed, it's not like that's like if you don't get it, you don't win the division. If you don't get it, you don't make the playoffs. It's not
the stakes are much lower. Yeah.
Yeah. Like for the next 6 weeks, there's a little bit of, I think, emotional cruise control, honestly.
Well,
but man, oh man, come October. Get ready.
All right. So I'm going to try to be cautiously optimistic. I've seen too many collapses in this city, and I'm going to put that in the back rearview mirror and hopefully not much white knuckling.
Well, I hear you, Marae. I'll tell you the two most important Phillies, in my opinion, for the final 6 weeks, in my opinion, without question, are Aaron Nola and Ranger Suarez, to find out what they got. Do they have it or do they not have it?
And particularly Nola. Because, I mean, Ranger's starting a playoff game, I think, at this point.
I don't know, James.
Wait, wasn't Ranger?
I mean, look, I think that if your four starters are probably all starting. My question is, does Nola get back? Because if not, are you starting Taiwan over Nola? I don't think they'd ever do it. But Taiwan has been better than Nola this year. I mean, I think Ranger's locked to start one.
You better think Ranger's a lock because he's above Jalen in your rankings.
Well, yeah, Ranger's taking a step back. But look, there is still the Painter wild card. There is.
I would not say
that Ranger. Let me put it this way: if Ranger goes out there and pitches in the next month the way he's pitched most of the last month and a half, he may not get a start.
Oh, he was great in his last start.
I understand that, but he's been many starts. He hasn't been many starts. Look, he'll so anyway, Marae. And then I'd put Bryce because you just want to see him get as grooved in as possible because he's supposed to be your best hitter, you know.
So. I think the most important person for the rest of this year has got to be Topper because when it comes to pitching and clutch situations, I feel like it's a 50-50 if he's going to make the right call. He needs to know when to pull these guys. And I don't feel like he's good at that. And after what happened with with Kimbrel two nights in a row, which just blew everything. I lost a lot of respect for him. And then this week, when he kept Kirkering in there, when he had the opportunity to sit him down, I was very upset.
Marie, let me tell you, I love your passion for all this. Just call the show as often as you can. You're as on it as anybody. I mean, it's we wonder if Rob Thompson's job will be on the line in October. On one hand, you'd say, how could it be? Because they make the playoffs every year with them. On the other hand, there are decisions to be made that can be the difference between winning it all or not. And
exactly.
there's only so many years you want to waste the chance to have truly a great team or a very good team that can win it all and doesn't. It's we'll see. All right, Marie, I got to move. Give me an answer. Great dance scene, movie or show.
All right, I'm going to age myself. I'm going back to when I was 5 years old because someone else took my number one answer. I'm going to go Dick Van Dyke, Julie Andrew, and the little cartoon penguins in Mary Poppins.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
that's a very good answer.
For sure. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window to the weekend as we look at what's on tap this weekend. Pretty obvious stuff, of course. Hey, take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Well, the weekend obviously starts with the Eagles tonight. You get the third preseason game. We keep our eyes on the corner and the safety spots in particular. We swing our eyes over to the Phillies for a three-game series as the Phils start one up with the Nationals. And if you are tennis-inclined, as our producer Fran is, Fran will be our engineer today. Fran will be up in Flushing. Is that what it is?
Nice.
Ah,
yeah.
Look at that. A little U.S. Open action.
Flushing.
Open. Oh, U.S. Open.
Flushing nice. Meadows,
and Flushing
then,
Meadows.
And then Little League World Series. I'm a little spun around. Is the Fairfield team still in it?
Because you think that we have any idea, Joe?
Because we're coming down the home stretch, and the star pitcher of the Fairfield team's a friend of mine's son. But I gotta.
Don't you think that of the four people on this show right now, that you would be the one most likely to know?
Since it's your friend's son,
and you went there, you know.
All right. Well, if the Fairfield team's still in, root for a kid named Luca. He's my friend's son from Fairfield, and let's hope a U.S. team wins it this weekend. All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time shares.
As a lifelong Cowboys fan, I am so disgusted. Jerry, just pay the man the contract that is due. This is not 1993 anymore. Emmett Smith and Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek and Troy Aikman are not walking through that door, but Jerry, I sure wish you'd walk out the door.
Wow. Love to hear it, man. Wow. Love to hear it.
How about that?
The morning show without Joe DeCamera, well, kind of like preseason football compared to regular season football. We're going to watch. It's cool, but it's not the real deal.
Oh, I take that as a great compliment.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, good to have you back, Hammer, but should have taken 2 weeks off and is just coming back for just one day, you know?
It's a really weird move.
It is strange.
Yeah, we've all talked about how weird it is.
I did think about it. That was debated in my head, but, you know, what are you going to do? And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll questions both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, let's do the corners first. Who's going to win the starting corner job? John, the choices were Ja'Cory Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo, or someone not on the roster. Who won the poll, John?
I wonder how much wishful thinking comes into play here, because I think we all know that Vic doesn't feel satisfied. Vic Fangio doesn't feel satisfied with any of these guys, so we hope that someone else comes in. So I'm going to say that's what wins.
Someone else? Does not even come close. It wins. That gets 11%.
So Adoree Jackson.
Yeah.
Wins.
49%.
No, Ja'Cory Bennett won.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said it wrong. My fault. Yeah, Ja'Cory Bennett, 49%. Adoree Jackson, 30.
Well, someone else. Ja'Cory's got that skill level.
Kelee Ringo, 10. I think I'm rooting for Ja'Cory Bennett.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
right? Like, he's the guy.
He's younger, like, all that.
Yeah. Like, hopefully something just went weird with the last team, and he comes in here and plays well. All right, second poll question, safeties. Sidney Brown, Mukuba, somebody else.
I think Mukuba wins this one in a landslide because of the performance he had in the second preseason game.
Yeah, he does. 62% him, 29% Sidney Brown, and 9% someone else. Hey, reminder, I'll be at the Phillies game on Sunday signing my book. You can get it. It's called The Best of Philly Sports. Hope to see you at the game. Swing on by the Phillies Authentic Shop. I'll be there from when the gates open. My expectation is all the way through the end of the game. Put another way, as long as they'll have me. So I hope to get a lot of books in the hands of people throughout the Delaware Valley.
Buy Joe's book.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Philly's Authentic Shop is located on the third base side, concourse sections 133 and 134. I'll be somewhere right in that range. Philly's Authentic Shop. Phil's Nationals game. All right, we turn to quickly. We're looking for the best answer of a scene in a movie or a show with some dancing going on. Nick in Delaware. Nick, give me an answer.
The Adam Sandler movie.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Adam's Family.
Oh, Adam's Family. And it says
Adam's
scene.
Family movie?
Ain't going to win.
Yeah, the movie with Raul Julia and Angelica Houston.
We need a scene. All right,
what
right.
was the scene?
Yeah.
Morticia and Gomez dance. That's
all right,
what
Steve in Kutztown. Steve, give me a scene, not a movie. Give me a scene from a movie.
Michael Madsen in Reservoir
Waiting
Dogs.
All show for it.
Wow.
Big answer.
Man. That is a big answer. That is an answer. Reservoir
Gasoline
Dogs.
And dancing.
Holy mackerel. That's a big one. All right, we go to Jennifer right now. Jennifer, give me a scene.
Wayne from Seinfeld.
Another one I was waiting all show for. Yeah.
That is another big one. All right, Jennifer, outstanding phone call right there. All right, so I think we got, in my opinion, a clear four.
I think the winner might be between the two Tarantinos.
So what's the other one?
Reservoir Dogs and Pulp
Fiction.
And
I think Godfather's up there. I mean, right, however we're going to judge it.
I think Godfather, I discredit it with the number of times there is not dancing.
But there's way
it's
more
like a quarter of the movie.
But hold up. There's way more dancing in that Godfather scene than any other answer we've gotten.
Because
like,
it's a quarter of the movie.
But it is what it is. It's an amazing
James,
scene. I know they go in and out of it.
In
yeah,
Vito's
I'm counting
office.
The guy going, that whole dancing scene. Oh, it's amazing.
All right, so just to be clear, we're counting only the parts
I think
where
it's the
there's
dancing
actually
parts.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that certainly qualifies. I'm just saying you can't count Don Corleone in his office. All right.
I'm still voting for Pulp Fiction, personally.
So am I.
I think the gas in dancing and Reservoir Dogs.
I kind of like the Reservoir Dogs. I think we're 2-2.
Yeah.
Should I bring Louis Coco in to make the
Louis.
Right, Louis.
Here he comes. He's running in. He's getting on the mic. Louis, make a call. Pulp Fiction or
Reservoir Dogs?
Absolutely Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
Bang. All right.
The winner.
All right. Louis, there you go. Congratulations to JP with the winning answer of Uma and Travolta. Dancing in Pulp Fiction. All right, everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Phillies and Eagles both later today. Enjoy them. We'll be back on Monday unless they go on another cruise. 20% chance. 20% chance I'm sick of all of you already.
It would be hilarious if you did that.
I'm out of here. I'll see you opening night of the Eagles season. Now, we'll be back Monday. We'll crank it up. Reminder, me and Fritz, the race, it's going to be on Tuesday at 11:30. Be there Tuesday at 11:30. We'll find out if Fritz has the heart. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of the day.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.